She kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." And then he said to her, "Oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you desire. For this saying, 'Go your way,' the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Mark adds in another place, "And the demon left her that hour." This is a weird story. How many people have ever read this before? Did you ever just think it was weird the first couple times you read it? What? And he answered her not a word. What? I mean, that's just not like Jesus. That's just not like him. It just seems on the surface, just to take it at face value on the surface, it seems like he's just a little bit distant, you know? So it seems like he's a little bit uncaring. This poor, pathetic woman who's young girl eaten up with demonic possession, an unclean spirit tormenting her. And at first he doesn't even say anything to her. Answers her with silence. And it's just like, whoa. And then he says, "Well, it's not my mission to minister to the Gentiles. I was sent to the Jews." And yes, that's absolutely true. But it just doesn't seem like the Jesus we know. You read this passage and you're like, wow, this is just like, what is up with this? And then when you start to study and you consider that this ain't the first Gentile that ever went to Jesus. He's saying, "Yeah, I was sent to the Jews, I wasn't sent to the Gentiles," but this is not the first Gentile that ever approached Jesus. That you may remember a little while back, there was a Roman centurion. He was a Gentile with a knife. And he had a Gentile servant whom he loved dearly that was badly sick. And Jesus did not hesitate to heal his servant. In fact, he even commended the man for his faith. And that was a Gentile, a Roman soldier. Jesus even told the Pharisees a little while ago the story that we call about the Good Samaritan. And the Jews hated Samaritans. There were some serious racial issues between them because the Samaritans were only half Jews. They were half Jewish and half Assyrian. And the Jews despised them. They wouldn't even walk in the land where they lived. They wouldn't even dirty their feet with the dust from the ground where the Samaritans were. And Jesus went out of his way to say, "Hey, this guy was more righteous than your Pharisees." And so you come to this and you're like, well, wait a minute. Why is he giving this poor woman a hard time? Why won't he speak to her? Why does he put her off like that? How does that reconcile with the Jesus that I've known and loved? What is this all about? Why the hesitation to minister to her? Here's what I believe. I believe the root of the problem is not in Jesus. I think the root of the problem was in his disciples. And I believe that he saw something in them, something ugly, something hard and cold and callous that he wanted to expose for all of its ugliness wasn't Jesus' lack of compassion. I think he saw something in his followers that he said, boys, this stops today. You can't follow me. You can't know me. You can't know my heart and still walk in that cold condemnation, that cold callousness. You want to know me, you got to move from condemnation to compassion. And he wanted to expose it so they would understand what it really means to love people unconditionally like Jesus does. So let's kind of explore this for a minute. I'm going to break this down. I'm going to take maybe a fresh perspective on this. And this isn't my idea. I actually got this from John Ortberg. So, you know, if you don't like it, blame him. Now, you notice at the beginning, this thing starts out, they enter into a house, and they didn't want anybody to know about it. Why is that? Why do you think they go into this house and they don't want anybody to know that they're in there? Why in the world wouldn't they want people to know? What do you think? What's that? Okay, maybe. Hold that thought. Tired. Okay. Been ministering all this time. Remember a few chapters back, we'll unpack that a little bit later because I need to go down this road for now. A few chapters back, man, they were trying to get some rest. They desperately needed some rest. And everywhere they went, folks followed them. They even got in a boat and sailed across the lake. And people ran around the land and met them there. They get out the boat and there's a multitude of people waiting for them. These guys were probably tired. Probably what? Hungry. Tired, feet hurt. Man, when your feet hurt and your sandals don't fit right, it's miserable, man. You just needed a break. You just had to get away. You had to come apart for a minute and just rest, catch your breath. And they didn't want anybody to know, because if somebody finds out, the next thing you know, you got 500 people standing in the foyer. So they're hungry, they're tired, they're weary, and here comes a woman with a problem. A persistent woman with a problem. And the husbands in here, I'm sure, know what that's like. Not just a woman with a problem. Persistent woman with a problem that she won't go away. You know, the kind that follows you around the house. No, we're going to talk about this now. This ain't over. So you guys know what I'm talking about. And she's not only a woman with a problem. In fact, she's not only a woman. She's a Canaanite woman. She's not a Jew. She's a Gentile. She's a Canaanite. She's a dog, as they called them back then. She's unclean. She's unsaved. She's undesirable. She has a problem. She doesn't deserve their attention, but she's not going away. Now, when you're tired and you're hungry, and you're out of energy and you're weary, and someone comes to you that you don't like to begin with, and they won't leave you alone, you have a tendency to get a little snippy. I love Jesus. I want to imitate him. But you know what? Right about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when my blood sugar gets low and I'm hungry and I'm tired after a hard day of work, I need grace. I need God to hide me from civilization. That's usually the time when you get bad letters in the mail, you know? Oh, man. So you get a little short. Yes, praise the Lord. How are you? What's your problem? What do you want? Praise God. Love you. Yeah, I can tell. You tend to cop an attitude. You already got one because you're tired and you're hungry. Someone comes you don't like to begin with. You don't want them around, and they won't leave you alone. They won't go away. They won't take a clue. And suddenly the ugliness starts to come out. And some people don't need help with that anyway. But, you know, in that moment, man, the ugliness gets really ugly. It gets, like, ugly. And here's this. And they've got this attitude. And here's this. Yeah, somebody's getting a witness to this. Somebody knows ugly. Yeah, I've been down Ugly Street, boy. I lived on Ugly Street.